Just listen to this, man. He got some good news for you. Hey, everybody. Gather near. The doctor's in the house. So lend him your ear. The things he can say might even make your day. He might even help your pain go away. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house. Doctor, know what's bothering you. The doctor is in the house. If you have a pain, call a doctor. If you have a sprain, call a doctor. Let the doctor know what you're going through. Let him tell you what's good for you. Because the doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in the house, but having all kinds of problems today with this solar eclipse. I see we have one of our specialists just call in. I'll get him online in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, today is the day of the solar eclipse. We tried to do this program with Dr. Wang on Block Talk Radio. That did not work, I'm sorry to say. But I do want to welcome you all with an attitude of gratitude, and we're doing everything we can to bring you some information on the zeolite expert, Mr. Portney. So Dr. Wang isn't with us yet. Well, hopefully he'll come on, but he has not been introduced to Dr. Wang's wellness to Dr. Ron's Wellness Warriors. Remember, and it's just. I'm looking at my introduction from January when I say, "Welcome, Wellness Warriors, the podcast that ignites the flame within, guiding you from the darkness into the radiant light of wellness." And what a day to go from darkness to wellness. When I asked all of you to be the CEOs of your own body, ask and question everything, take charge of your physical, mental, and emotional health, assume responsibility for your overall well-being, because that's what it's going to take to come out of the darkness. And I will again say, I can't teach anybody anything. I can only make you think. And that's the purpose of this program, to give you information that you can make informed decisions, but also act on it. It's one thing to have a lot of information, but you have to act on it. Okay, let's see if Mr. Portney, are you on the air, sir?
I am. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have liftoff, and we welcome everyone today. So, because we're going to explore some topic we haven't really talked about a lot. We're going to delve into a world of zeolites. And we'll learn more about these natural minerals. It's easy for me to say, right? And it has remarkable detoxification properties. They're gaining more attention now, especially in my field, the medical field. Remember, I'm an allopathic physician, but we don't do so well treating chronic conditions. We're good for emergencies. But these zeolites can trap and remove harmful toxins and heavy metals from our body. And we're going to learn about that. And I'll learn about that. Their crystalline structures, they're formed over millions of years through volcanic activity. They are very porous. They are negatively charged. And, you know, that's why we use grounding mats and walk bare feet on the beach to get those electrons into our bodies. So we're going to get into that. Mr. Portney is recognized as an untapped natural resource for health benefits and began his research in the science of zeolite technology. By 1999, he had founded Zeo Health Limited, and that's also zeohealthlimited.com. Is that correct?
It's zeohealth.com without the
zeohealth.com that you can find more about him. And the first zeolite supplementation manufacturer in the United States and the second in the world, as he says here, by 2 months. While pioneering zeolite supplementation, Mr. Portney spent a significant amount of time educating people about the benefits of zeolite supplements, many times going through the painstaking lengths to explain all of this. So I'm a little bit messed up here today because I was all prepared for another platform, but thank goodness we have a Podbean. So, Mr. Portney, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure, and I'm glad that Anthony put us together. Is there anything you want to tell the audience about your background?
I could go through the history of how I pioneered zeolite supplementation and why I picked the form of zeolite. There's always there's over 100 different types of natural zeolites on the planet. A couple have been shown for health benefits, but after doing the research that I did, the universities found that mordenite and clinoptilolite were the two that were being beneficial for health in humans. And when I did the research 25 years ago, I realized that mordenite had a crystalline structure, and I believe that over time that would wear down the esophageal lining, and it wasn't a good form of zeolite to pioneer with. Clinoptilolite had shown even more benefits for humans, and it did not have that crystalline structure, and it was safe, and I believe that would be safe for long-term use. And so that was what I went with and started doing all of the testing with and searched for mines all over the planet that would be suited perfectly for processing and use for human consumption.
That's a good explanation, because we see on the internet these different forms of zeolite, and I'm glad you brought that to our attention. Now, look, honestly, I just pulled up this morning a webpage that says, what if you could eliminate debilitating fatigue, keep your heart in great shape, and clear away brain fog so you could experience renewed clarity and focus? What if you could sleep soundly at night and look years younger too? It sounds too good to be true. There is one natural mineral that can clear out the toxic garbage so you can feel better now, better than you felt in years. What do you think about that statement regarding zeolite?
Well, what I will tell you is that zeolite does more than just detoxification. It's a very well-rounded mineral. It's actually pretty amazing. Zeolite not only removes the toxins and heavy metals from our body, which boosts the immune system, but it's also an alkaline mineral. And why that's important is our bodies are over 80% water. So if you ever seen a swimming pool, it's the pH is out of balance, it turns green and all kinds of things start growing in it. Well, since our bodies are over 80% water, our systems were designed to work together and function properly. And all of these different systems are supposed to work that way. But when your pH is out of balance, nothing functions properly and foreign cells thrive in acidity. So by balancing the pH in your body, it allows your body to function in homeostasis the way it was designed. And so your immune system is boosted from removing the toxins and heavy metals, and then your pH is in balance. So this is something that people should be taking for every day for the rest of their lives, because it's the foundation of good health. A lot of the medical issues that a lot of people believe that they have, everybody shows toxicity differently. So one person may have pancreatitis, another person may show bad skin, but both of them may have that result from toxins or heavy metals in their system. So that's why it's the foundation, by detoxifying and balancing your pH to get your body to function the way it was designed to function. And then you actually see what you're dealing with. What we end up telling people is that, a lot of people are taking these meds for all these diseases that they think they're having. And we tell them, once you start taking zeolite over the first 90 days when you're detoxifying and balancing the pH, you really need to pay close attention to your medications and the dosing to make sure that you don't end up getting side effects from medications you may no longer need if it was something that your body was responding to from toxins and heavy metals, from toxicity.
That really makes a lot of sense. And when I was first introduced to zeolite by Dr. Will Wong, sorry to say, I guess he's right near Dallas. He can't get on today. He was telling me about his practice. He's a naturopath, but he's also a PhD in exercise physiology. And believe it or not, he's an Orthodox priest. So he thinks a little differently, and he's a Marine. So he's really, really comprehensive. And he was saying all the things you just said about alkalinity and master detoxifier. But what we couldn't be sure of is if you're on medication and you take zeolite, will it bind your medication?
No, only if it's a heavy metal-based medication, which you can double-check. I mean, then it would be less effective. Actually, you know, what they've been doing a lot of research with is that zeolite can actually help as a transport mechanism to make some medications even more effective. And that's something that's been being researched over the years and something that they're trying to look at developing and whether or not they can use zeolite as a to make medications more effective with less milligrams, more absorbable. Yeah, I mean,
okay. Now that makes sense. That basically is Dr. Wong's position on zeolite. But we could never. I never had another expert to confirm that. So, Mr. Portney, I've been for the last 2 years since the Chinese episode, Chinese virus, been telling people to have a superior interior. And we talk a lot about leaky gut and having a good, your immune system healthy in your gut. And I've been reading that zeolite may support a healthy gut. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, the gut is a huge place for toxins and heavy metals to reside. And one of the things that we did with our zeolite powder as being the founders, and it's something that no other companies do, is we provide a wide range of micron sizes of the particles. And basically 80% of the particle size that we use in the powder, the zeolite powder we have, goes into the bloodstream and 20% stays in the gut, specifically to make sure that you get a full body detox. There's a huge race out there with, you know, people, these companies jumping on the nano things and all, because that's the new buzzword. And frankly, it doesn't even make sense in science, you know, in physics, this nano stuff. It's just buzzwords that they're using for marketing, because a nano particle size would be smaller than the heavy metal particle size a particle was trying to pick up. And the way zeolite works is it has a cage-like structure like a beehive. And so it will, and a magnetic charge, but a negative charge, which acts like a magnet to pull in these toxins and heavy metals. So if the particle size is smaller than the heavy metal it's trying to pull in, then it just doesn't even make sense. It would be like fleas on a dog. So there's a lot of crazy stuff out on the market, and a lot of things that companies say that aren't really true. They're just trying to sell product. And it's really frustrating for me as a pioneer to see, you know, basically how it's been prostituted in a bunch of different ways. And you know, even the other thing I'll just make mention of is I like to say that zeolite's like water. There's spring water and the swamp water. Both are water, but which one would you rather drink? And the same thing is the quality of zeolite. There's purity. And if you're not mining specifically for human consumption, you know, there's mines out there where they have diesel fuel leaks from the forklifts or whatever other machinery they have, this mold, and they just don't care about zeolite that's used for industrial purposes because it's not used for human consumption, so they don't even care about those quality controls. But when we mine specifically for human consumption, we make sure that those quality control checks are in place and that the zeolite that people are getting are safe and effective for them. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to know about it. And there's, like I said, there's a lot of different manipulation out there from different companies, and the internet's a dangerous place because it's really scary how, you know, they manipulate people by misinformation. And even if a piece of the information is true, the rest of it isn't, and they just expand on that piece of truth. And so it's important for people to hear the real message and the real information so they really know what they're doing. Dr. Howard Piper had written a book on zeolite supplementation years ago, and I could even give people a link to that book, which would probably be helpful in educating them.
Yeah, let me write it down, and I'll put it on when the show goes live, goes on our regular scheduled time at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. So give it, and I'll add it.
Okay, so it's zeolite, Zeolite, dosing, dosing.com. Okay, so if you just went to there, that's Dr. Piper's dosing website. But if you continue, he has his book hidden in there in electronic form. So you do a forward slash after the zeolitedosing.com. And then you type zeolite book, all lowercase, all one word. So Zeolitebook, and then dot, a period, then PDF. So P as in Peter, D as in dog, F as in Frank. So it should read zeolitedosing.com/zeolitebook.pdf. It's about a 50-page book. It's not huge. It's an easy read, and it's very informative.
Yeah, we'll put that out tomorrow when the show goes on. And I got a little ahead of myself. I was so excited about this product. I can't believe I got excited about zeolite, a volcanic ash of some sort. So can you tell our audience how the zeolites absorb toxins and heavy metals? I don't think we talked about that yet.
I mean, we did a little bit. It's I'll tell you, it's formed when volcanic ash and lava hit the sodium in seawater. It has a chemical reaction which creates this cage structure that looks like a beehive. And it has a negative charge. It's one of two minerals in nature that are naturally negatively charged. And that negative charge acts like a magnet. And it does something called a cation exchange. And it will swap out the sodium in the or also we preload it with potassium and calcium elements. Mm-hmm. And so that way it doesn't pick up anything beneficial from your body. It specifically goes by atomic weight. And so it will pick up heavy metals and toxins based on a positive charge, since zeolite's negative, and it pulls it into that cage and traps it. And the reason why that's important is because side effects are caused, well, the reactions that we get are when something pulls out the toxins and heavy metals from your cell and has no way to carry it out of your body. Your body then reacts as if it's just been poisoned again by heavy metals and toxins. So by having that cage and trapping the toxins and heavy metals, the body's not re-exposed to them and therefore has less chance of side effects. The other reason that this is important is that zeolite's very counterintuitive. A lot of people will be like, oh, well, I'll only take a little bit and I'll see how it reacts. But this is not a medication, it's a natural mineral. If you do that, you have less cages to pick up the toxins and heavy metals that have been pulled out, and you're more likely to have side effects from less zeolite than if you took more.
Hmm. Well, I'm learning a lot here, Mr. Portney. Is there any protocols that you could tell our listeners for detoxification? Is there a method or a protocol that you recommend for general detoxification?
Well, that site that I gave you, the first part, which is zeolitedosing.com, Dr. Piper gives, he'll have zeolite powder. He'll have different formulations that we have. He doesn't use our product names to further protect us from the powers that be. But he gives detoxing protocols on there. But I'll give you a couple of things instead of dosing, I'll just give you some general information. The body treats zeolite like food. So you don't have to worry about it taking it on an empty stomach or with food or without. It doesn't matter. It can be taken at any time. It can be taken with supplements or without supplements. It doesn't matter. Like I said, the body processes it like food. So it's really easy to take. It's a gentle detox. It works over time, both with the detoxification and a balancing of the pH. So it's, like I said, it's something people can take every day for the rest of their lives. So it is, you can take the dosing that Dr. Piper has on his website and not have to worry about issues with, you know, having everything to be specific on, oh, I need to use a certain spoon or a certain water or a certain this or that. The only thing we say with the zeolite powder is to keep it in a dry, place. It doesn't matter, cool, hot, because it's volcanic. Nothing can really destroy it, but it will absorb moisture, and you could end up with mold over time if moisture is sitting in the zeolite. So our warehouses and everything are climate controlled to make sure we control humidity and we don't have those kind of issues. We've perfected this over 25 years.
Well, are there any contraindications or situations where you would not recommend zeolite?
Like I said, if you're taking a heavy metal based medication, that could make it less effective. If you have low stomach acid, and a lot of people who take, because zeolite being alkaline can lower stomach acid. As a matter of fact, people, if you're feeling nauseous or you're having, acid reflux, you can take zeolite, which will help minimize that. But if you're taking a supplement of stomach acid, I would just take that away from it, because the only thing that can really affect zeolite is hydrochloric acid. And if you're we've already proven that stomach acid isn't strong enough to break it down. But if you're increasing the acid in your stomach, that would be the only potential contraindication.
Well, that's an interesting point, because a lot of our listeners tell me they're taking apple cider vinegar.
That's fine. That's actually apple cider vinegar is not contraindicated. It is it actually will help with the alkalinity in the body, believe it or not. It's actually the opposite. So I take apple cider vinegar as well when I'm having when I used to have heartburn. I don't really get it that much anymore, but that was one of the things I would take when I got heartburn.
All right. So I have another point here that I see. It says it protects the body from harmful microbes. Along with improving immune health, zeolite is a powerful antimicrobial. And this article said this means it can fight potentially harmful bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Again, we're limited on our ability, especially once you say things like viruses, because
gotcha.
They consider that claim. So I'm just careful. We've already been under attack. Anything that's beneficial and helping people ends up under attack.
No, I understand that. And I'm sorry I asked you that. I should have known that myself. My listeners know that we're under attack in this country, and almost every, spiritual, governmental, whatever. But in the environment, with 80,000 or so chemicals and pesticides and herbicides and the air we're breathing and everything, our couches, our chairs, gosh, and even our waters now have heavy metals. This is really something. So it really is a product that most of our listeners should be taking every day. I would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything, both us and our pets, okay, they're even worse because they're not wearing shoes. But it's in the soil. We know it's being sprayed on us. It's in our food. So it's very important to detoxify on a daily basis, because we are being bombarded and exposed to everything they could possibly throw at us. And like I said, the body actually is a very amazing machine. And if you can keep the pH balanced, your body becomes a very strong machine that can do what it was meant to do and help detoxify itself as well.
I've had, I'm not in practice anymore. I'm in my mid 80s already. So I'm just trying to get information out to everybody else. But I use divining rods to measure the biofield of individuals. And I've had, what can I say? I've had friends even come over and ask me what I think. And long story short, and if they still have mercury fillings in their teeth, I can get a positive reading with the divining rods. They'll cross. I will have them hold a bottle of zeolite, and the divining rods will straighten out incredibly fast. And so my advice to, and that's only one particular toxin, the mercury, but I'd have them go to a bio dentist to get the mercury out and put them on zeolite, come back. I can't believe, I'm always amazed. I'm 85 years old. I'm amazed at how well they feel, how their brain fog. And that's only one heavy metal. So,
I'll tell you is that the zeolite works over time. Anything that tries to take mercury out, it's a slow go, which is why we always tell people to detox at least 90 days before evaluating their progress. But that's a big question that we get all the time. Will it weaken their amalgam fillings that they have? And zeolite, because zeolite's working through blood flow because it's in your blood when you take it. So because there's no blood flow to the amalgam fillings, it's not going to pull the mercury out of the fillings themselves. It's only going to pull what's leached into your body. So it doesn't weaken the fillings. It will just pull whatever is being leached out of the fillings. As you have said, you should be trying to get the fillings out anyway. But it's even more important because when they do get the fillings out, a lot of mercury will leach out, and a lot of us are exposed to that, no matter how careful they are. So it is important to take zeolite, especially at that point. But like we've already said, it's something people should be taking every day.
Absolutely. And look, while we're talking about mercury, and I'm another big thing with me is this EMFs. And well, when you put a cell phone up to your ears, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you have mercury, the cell phone will open that blood-brain barrier, and it will go to your brain. So just as a rabbit trail here and there, just remember that. Keep that darn thing away from your head. All right. So I really appreciate Mr. Portney just working with me to get this program at least on today. Okay. I just can't believe it. I have lists of things that the zeolite can do as far as detox. Some things that he can't talk about, but I can talk about with tumor growth and viruses and parasites and mycotoxins. Even chronic GI problems. And as he said, a cleanse. I don't know why you don't believe in chemtrails, but it's out there. And all the glyphosate we come in contact with every day. And I could tell you that people have more glyphosate in their bodies than they realize. And it's getting into their thyroid gland. It's slowing up their metabolism. But there's an easy cure for that, in my opinion, and that's zeolite and glycine. But we've talked about that on other podcasts. And I think a really important effect that was brought out today was the alkalinization of your body, the alkaline effect. I think that's really, really it's really important. Therefore, it probably has some kind of antioxidant effect also. And I didn't ask you about that. What do you think about that?
It absolutely does. It has a huge antioxidant effect. And you're right. I mean, again, you go back to the alkalinity. And it is huge because, this is always the way I have to say it, that foreign cells thrive in acidity. So the reason why zeolite is working so well with foreign cells has to do with the balancing of the pH and the alkalinity. So, it's extremely important with what you're saying. But again, that's why I keep coming back to the same fact that it's taking zeolite is the foundation of anything else that you're doing to see what you're really dealing with after the fact. Because a lot by detoxifying and balancing the pH in your body, a lot of these issues that we're seeing in the general public will disappear over time. And, you know, the powers that be don't like that. They don't want that to happen. There's a reason why we were under attack in 2015. Kamala Harris was the Attorney General of California. She sued the company and me personally, and along with the FDA, and they talked into the state of Tennessee joining in as a favor just to try and spread us thin. So we, you know, we'd have lawyers in every state and in the federal system, so we'd run out of money. But I was very smart in the beginning, and I put away money knowing that one day they would come to our doorstep. And so we were able to pull through.
Yeah, anything natural. And my listeners know, we've talked a lot about Rockefeller medicine from the 1910s with the Abraham Flexner report. And they know that if it's not petrochemical, you're going to be in for a battle. They're going to try and do away with it. Let me ask you just two more questions. And then I really would love to have you on again with Dr. Wong and talk, because he has a lot more practical experience with using this product. I mean, he's a really famous naturopath. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Ray Peet, a PhD who just writes about everything, just passed away. And Dr. Wong also is a writer, a scientific writer. No punches pulled, because he is a Marine. Says it like it is, and if you don't like it, don't read it, I guess. But he's just incredible. I've heard something, and I have no personal experience with this, about using zeolite as for dental plaque and for oral hygiene.
Yeah, any feedback? I've heard about that as well. There, because zeolites are abrasive, that they'll use it for brushing their teeth and making homemade toothpastes using zeolite. Which, yeah, I mean, that's absolutely something that could be done. And again, you're talking about the exposure of amalgams and the mercury that's leaching out of there. So yeah, I mean, and again, the alkalinity itself. So there's a lot to it that it would be beneficial. And as a manufacturer and pioneer of zeolite, we've had to think about what we want to do and where we want to draw the line as far as manufacturing. Because, you know, should we make a toothpaste? And then we're like, well, we could just keep expanding into all these different things and spread ourselves thin. So we just never did that. But yes, it's something that people will take the zeolite powder and use it for sure.
Okay. So your website again is zeohealth.com. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. zeohealth.com. Correct. Zeohealth.
Yeah. And you'll find a little bit about our guest today. I have a lot of more interest in this product, and even more so since talking to you. So I would ask our audience to send me a note at docronradio.com. docronradio@gmail.com, and send me some questions to ask Mr. Portney. And we'll do this program again.
Yeah, we've just touched the surface on zeolite and the future of it and what's been done and what can be done. So yeah, there's a lot more to dive into.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of there's a big future in zeolite technology evolving. Do you think your product is technologically the best technological product out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we pioneered it, and we have experience in science that no other company has, and other companies have tried and step up and try and find out our process and all of our, you know, intellectual property and try and steal it. It's been going on forever, but no one still has been able to do what we do and get to the level of it. And, you know, there's even international companies that have come in and sell on Amazon. And but there's no way to, you know, and all kinds of claims made about purity, but they don't have any kind of documentation to back it up. We use a geological lab who are experts in zeolite supplementation and let them do what they do best, right? We're not a lab. We're a manufacturer and experts in zeolite. So we use people and scientists who are experts at what they do, and that's what we do. We use a geological lab to test our purity. We use other labs to do what we call food screens to test for mold, E. coli, and all, you know, bacteria counts. We do all of those things. We have a huge amount of quality control checks, and we've, you know, found other products that have mold in it and diesel fuel and all kinds of other things, or low purity. As a matter of fact, one of the original companies who were multi-level marketing who came up with the whole liquid zeolite thing were sued by their own distributors because we found out that they were using 50% purity zeolite and making all sorts of claims, and less than 10% of what they even claimed in their product was even in the product. And so when we came out with that, we told one of the distributors to test it themselves. They did, found that out, and created a class action lawsuit against them. So that's the things that I was talking about, you know, so because zeolite is so amazing, there's just a lot of underhanded manipulation out in the marketplace. And you really got to know where you're getting it from and who you're getting it from and people who really know what they're doing.
Very good. All right. Well, look, I thank you for putting up with the disruption today. And I'm glad I had Podbean come through for us. And so at least we have a podcast out there that we can build on. And I really do want you to meet Will Wong. He's he's one of my heroes, and he has a product called Zymescence, which is the strongest systemic enzyme in the world. And you don't make enzymes after age 27, and we've talked about how critical they are to the body. So between zeolite and Zymescence and a good parent essential oil, which we'll talk about. I mean, I don't really recommend a lot of products to my my listeners, but zeolite is there. And without mentioning another company or whatever, the person that referred me to you has a liquid one. Is that your product? Is that your zeolite?
He uses our zeolite in his products. Okay, so that's how, you know, we know each other, and he. You know, he came to me many, many, many years ago, probably about 15 years already, and asked us for some help in making sure that, you know, his product was high quality. And so, yeah, he uses our zeolite in his product.
Okay, good. I mean, I've been personally dealing with him, buying it from him for my family. And he was kind enough to put us together.
Yeah, and he also has humic acid in there, and quercetin in there, which is a huge antioxidant and bioflavonoid. So there's some really good things in that product that are beneficial for humans.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Ron, Unfiltered, Uncensored, and we're going to talk more about our wellness warriors later this week. And we have a very special guest online with us now, Mika Portney, from a company called Zeo Health, and it's zeohealth1word.com. I've learned a lot about it. In fact, I've learned a lot about it, so much about it. I I'm not usually at a loss for words. I'm a little bit tongue-tied. I didn't know. I knew that I had interest in this product, but I didn't know the scope of what it does. Sometimes, you know, you take things, you take it for granted. But like Ben Franklin said, if you don't have a plan, you're plan for failure. So, you know, we have to plan for what we're going to take and do our research into it. And we're going to close it down now. I can't thank him enough because we were on another site and it just didn't work out. But he was kind enough to bear with us. So we'll get this out again tomorrow afternoon at 4. It'll be on Spotify. We're on Apple. Well, Google's going to be doing away with their podcast. But just about any place you find a podcast. We're even on Alexa, ladies and gentlemen. You can just ask Alexa for Dr. Ron Unfiltered Uncensored. And I want to thank everybody that's been listening to us. We're up to 19,000 now. I'm humbled by that because we don't do a lot of advertising. It's all word of mouth. And we just hope to bring you good content and people, honest people like Mr. Portney, and keep you informed, okay, so that you have something to think about. So with that, we'll have my good friend Freddie Cooper singing our song that we wrote here for our closing, and we'll see you next time. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Mika.
Thank you. Take care.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Ron's finished for today. I hope you got some good wisdom for what the man had to say. And it's all about good health. He's the man you got to see. He has a lot more answers for you. So tune in next week when the doctor is in the house. Or when the doctor is in the house. And let the doctor know what's bothering you. When the doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. I'm sure he can tell you just what to do. The doctor is in the house. The doctor is in the house. Let the doctor know what's bothering you. When the doctor is in the house.